It's like I need a step stool for this thing, I'm telling you. People are tall. Shrink up a little bit, would you?
Shrink up?
Yeah.
It's a miracle girl.
Miracle girl. All right, well, praise the Lord. It's pretty nice. I like coming to this church. And you come in with flip-flops and socks and sweatpants, and it doesn't matter. Oh man, you know, I wake up on Sunday mornings, and I'm telling you, it's probably one of the most terrifying days for me. I say that, but that depends. But it is it's terrifying for me. You know, I wake up, and I'm thinking about my past week, and I'm thinking about myself and what I've been going through and how connected I am with the Spirit. You know, and it scares me. You know what I mean? It really scares me. I'm going, there is a better freaking choice out here. I don't know how many times I said it, but I'm serious. I'm like, there is a better choice out there than for me to be up here. It's just, in my mind, that is the case. But no, Paul's going, you're going up there Sunday. I really don't think I should be up there. No, that's baloney. You need to be up there on Sunday. You know, what that shows me, man, it's not about the person, folks. Good night. It's not about the person. Praise God, it's not about the person. You know, and I don't know for you folks, but y'all have heard me the past couple of Sundays, man. I've been struggling. I've been having a struggle. You know, and I took a good look at myself, and it scares me. I don't know about you, but it's terrifying. You know, it says to those that endure to the end shall be saved. Oh, to the faithful that are in Christ Jesus, it talks about in one of the epistles. I don't know about you, that freaks me out. We were talking about on men's Bible study. Every time we get all done with the men's Bible study, I think we're going over to Paul's house and going, I'm scared to death. That scares me. Because I know I'm not fulfilling and conform myself and being absolutely diligent to His Word and to be seeking to do what He would have me do. What did Paul tell me? Trust the Lord is what Paul told me.
Good.
Yeah, Paul said good. That scares you good. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. I tell you, we don't naturally feel fear of the Lord. It's absolutely against our nature to fear God. I mean, it should be no problem if you think about it. I mean, look, you got the guy who created all this, the one that can throw your butt into hell, can yet destroy you physically and throw your soul to hell for eternity. That should be enough to say, yikes. Should be. But praise God that we have these Bible studies that remind us we're not where we're supposed to be. At least for me. You know, I can't speak for any of you guys, but if any of you guys are like me, then... But the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. The fear of the Lord is the motivator. To say, you know what? I'd rather have life and eternity in heaven and be with my Lord Jesus, who loved me and gave me grace beyond I can ever imagine. The one that truly cares for my soul and has done it flawlessly. Flawlessly. Than to have my way and go to hell. Because of my pride and my stupidity and doing what just trying to please this flesh, which is unsatisfiable and it's corrupted and there's no peace in it. So I thank God for the reminders that I have. I think we're going to go to Romans a little bit today. Romans 8. And no dead air. I'll just wait till everybody gets there. I think many people are. And this is, you know, one of my... I was praying last night. I was praying with the family. And, you know, I'm not going to sit here and say, man, my week's been great and I've, you know, fulfilled the commandment of the Lord. No, I'm not even going to even go there. Not the case. In fact, one of these days I had to put my head in a bucket and say, oh Lord, I'm sorry. I had a wrong attitude. Completely wrong attitude. If I'm your ambassador, if we are his body, I need to be doing what you would have me do. And not concerning myself with all the surroundings that... and crying about what affects me or how it affects me. Not the case. Shouldn't even be on the radar. But that's me. That's, and I don't like me too much. But the Lord is good. The Lord is faithful. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, and that it was weak through the flesh, God sending His own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity, enmity against God. For it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. And I just want to back up a couple of verses on that, and it's for to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. And let's go back up one more, I'm sorry. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. You know, I this brings me back to a story. What was that? Was it Joseph? Or was it Jacob? I think it was Jacob that wrestled with the angel, which was Jesus, all night long to his, I think it was a hip came out of socket? When his hip bone came out of socket? His thigh came out of socket. But that's Jacob. That's the diligence that we need to have to be pleasing the Lord. I mean, that's the diligence that we need to be having to getting down on our knees and finding out what the Lord would have us do. I mean, that's the diligence of laying hold of that grace and believing with our mind that God is good. And walking in faith. And that's the fight. And putting off that unbelief. Putting off that flesh. I'm being that diligent to say, oh heck no flesh. I know that's you. You're rearing your ugly head. I'm having nothing to do with you. I want to be about you, Lord, in your business. Amen. You know? And it scares me. Am I that diligent? No, I'm not. No, I'm not. And he's giving you everything you need. You know, it says, right, but it's very clear right here. If we go to, and I got a lot of walking space here. It's very clear over here where it says, for they that are after the flesh should mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. We have a choice right here. You know, so I can sit here and say I love God till I'm blue in the face. Man, doesn't make no difference. Do I love God? I'm going to do what He says. A man wants to do what a man wants to do, period. You know? That's just the matter. That's just the truth of it. And it scares me, folks. It scares me. It puts fear in my heart. Because I can look back on just this week and had those scary glimpses, but yet still chose the flesh over the Spirit. And knowing I'm doing it. You know. But the truth of God's Word is just like a light shining in my heart. And I don't know about for you guys, but it can't be about me anymore. You know, I look about, we are to be called ministers. We are to be His army. We are to be His body. And we won't be good for nothing but to be cast out unless we just lay a hold on that like Jacob did. Laying a hold on that grace like Jacob did. In spite of how screwed up we are in this flesh, man, it has no more dominion over us. No more. And that's what Christ did for you. You know, we've said this before. It's easy, man. Lord, be my Savior. Savior parts of you, that grace, man, that's awesome. And it's always this grace. It is but by grace. But that Lord part, that's just a proof that you love Him. Whatever you have for me to do, Lord. You know, I think it talks about somewhere, what is it, in Peter? Where it talks about your election of God. And I think it's phrased a little bit differently, but it talks about your election of God. I don't know if anybody can bring that up. But so many times we can come in here and clock in on Sunday, click, and think we've done what we did for the week, and man, we're in good graces, and walk on. No, man. It is about the Lord's business. And your job and your home and your work, it's one thing altogether. You know, so it scares me. It brings me to my knees and say, Lord, I'm saying, Lord, forgive me because I know better. And yet I'm choosing this nasty old carcass over your glorious liberty. I don't want this nasty old carcass. I want your glorious liberty. Create in me a clean heart, Lord, oh God. I'm ugly on the inside and I don't want to be like this anymore. You know, that's what it's about. It's how good the Lord is. And if we're going to make Him our God, look, if He's our God and we're in Christ Jesus, we have nothing to worry about, man. We're going to go, we are going to be with Him. But if we're not making Him our God and we're about our own business and we're just saying it with our mouths, man, that's not going to mean anything. If it's all for just a show, it's not going to, the Lord knows it, knows your heart. And you can't hide from it. I tried to hide from God. I did. It didn't work out at all. I tried to front like, oh, everything's good and great, wonderful. Don't talk to me, please. Don't talk to me, please. Don't talk to me. Minister, please don't talk to me. Not the case, man. Phil, what's going on with you? Nothing. Everything's fine. Liar. I can't hide from God. I can go lock myself in the bedroom, turn off the lights, try to just go to sleep and ignore everything that's going on. Can't do it. Light's still there, shining on my heart. Praise God, hallelujah. You know, because yes. 2 Peter 1:10. Thank you very much. 2 Peter 1:10. Wherefore, the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, you shall what? Never fall. Praise God. You know what that is? That's the diligence to making Him Lord over your life at all times. At all times. I mean, just think about that. It says you will never fall if you do this. I'm more like in James most of the time. Count it all joy when you fall into divers temptations to put your eyes back on Christ. Because it wasn't on Christ if you fell. I mean, there's the scripture that proves that, correct? It says you will never fall. Making that diligent. Making your eyes and set in your... That's all you're about is Jesus Christ and pleasing Him. And making Him your God. And seeking what He would have to you to do in all situations in your life and manner. You will never fall. Praise God. But I know me. And I know some of you guys. Oh, really? Which one's talking about falling from grace and falling? Peter's talking about falling from grace? Well, praise God. I didn't know the difference there. Thank you, Paul. Peter's talking about falling from grace. James is talking about falling into temptation. But that's the scary thing to myself. Yet knowing the grace of God, yet knowing what He has for me, yet having some kind of knowledge of His Word and His truths, and yet rejecting it. You know, what does it say in Proverbs? I will laugh at your calamity. That's a scary thing. But yet God giveth more grace to me, and I praise God and I thank Him for it. But you know, if we're going to be about His business, and if we're going to be about His business, being His body, being His army, it's going to be all about Him, and it's going to be about, we're going to be in the Spirit, and it's not going to be just a clocking in on a Sunday and doing our thing. It's going to be an everyday thing in all situations, at work, at home, with brothers and sisters. And I'm telling you, folks, man, I'm dead guilty, and this charge is. I'm standing right there with you guys, man. But if it doesn't scare you, if you can honestly look, and if that doesn't scare you, really, really take an honest look. Say, Lord, show me what I need to know, the things that I need to get rid of, the things that come before You in my life. Show them to me so I can better please You. I guarantee you He will answer that prayer. And hang on and have the phone next to you. And don't call me. Call Paul. I'm teasing. You guys are more than welcome to call me. I don't see why anybody would. I'm just screwed up even worse than you guys. That's how I feel. I'm a messed up son of a gun. And I can't believe that I'm actually up here talking to you. It's hard for me to believe because I know how screwed up I am. But it's not about how screwed up I am. It's about how gracious the Lord is and what He's done for you. And it's only by God's grace, guys. So let's not turn from that. Let's be diligent like Jacob and hang on to that grace. Be about His business. Amen. And I tell you one thing, and it's not about earning yourself to heaven. It's not about that. No. It's about believing His Word. See, if you believe His Word, you're going to do it. If you love Him, you're going to keep His commandments. It's about making Him God. making him Savior. It's about what he's done for you on the cross. And you making him God, and you just believe in him. Doing what he says because you love him. It's not going to be because you did anything great. It's not because you did A, B, and C, and D. To say, look what I did. Now I earned my way. That ain't how it works. It's because of what God did for you. It's about what Jesus Christ died on the cross and became sin for us and was resurrected in power. And all we say is, Lord, thank you. I want to be about your business. I want to be about that. All right, Paul.
Well, having to do the hour of truth by myself with Charlie has me like going, I don't want to do the full disclosure right now. I want to, you know, have something left for the hour of truth. But I guess the Lord is big enough, and I broke this thing again. All right, just stay there a minute, okay? Ah, sweet. As long as it hasn't fallen yet, I'm in good shape. And I know with me over the years, I spent a lot of time justifying myself by looking at other people and saying, well, I'm in better shape than they are. And it didn't. There is no justification in that. That's not the standard by which God grades whether you're acceptable to Him or not. And that's a self-deception the enemy uses to keep you from receiving of Him, of the Lord. And you know the position is, God sent His Son, who has His hand extended, saying, why would you die? Why would you die? And I would grade myself like, every now and then I come close to touching the hand. So I come real close to it. And I never did grab hold of it. Right? So, and he stole my Jacob thing. Jacob grabbed hold of that angel, who I believe was Jesus, until he got a blessing. He wasn't going to let go until he got it. As Christians, what we desire, just the blessing isn't good enough. You know, just Him being with us while we're here, that's not good enough. I want to be with Him in eternity. I want to be with Him forever. I want to serve Him here, have Him love me here and manifest in me here, and I want to abide with Him forever. So how long should you grab hold of that hand for? And never let it go. And as long as you have never let it go, you're hid with Christ and God. And when you're in there, you have His righteousness. When you're not abiding in there, you're toast. And that's one of the things that passage in Peter was saying. You know, when you've done all these things, when you add, let me go there for a second. When you give all diligence to your faith and giving all diligence, Add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. If these things be in you and abound, they make you that you shall be neither barren or unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things is blind, and cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Wherefore, the rather, brethren, give diligence to making your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, you shall never fall. When you do all these things, then you're hid with Christ in God. And if you've forgotten that you were purged from old sins, and you've let go of the hand, I'm going to grab hold of the hand, and if he has to drag me kicking and screaming, that's fine. But I'm going where he's going. There's a whole lot of stuff in a passage he read in Romans. There's a whole lot of stuff going on. But there is now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. But what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh. It looked like it, but it wasn't sinful. And for sin, condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. That's the end point. That righteousness can be filled in us. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. And that just explains what's going on here. For to be carnally minded is death. But to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Anybody in here need life and peace? You ought to be getting diligent about seeing to it that you're walking after the Spirit. Because the carnal mind is at enmity against God. It's his enemy. For it is not subject to the law of God, neither can it be. It's rebellious. It wants its own way. It's cursed. It's going to die. Jesus didn't come here and bear sin on the cross to save this. It's going to die. They that are in the flesh cannot please God. Well, this is a revelation to most folks who spend their lives trying to do it in the flesh. You know, paint it up real nice, make sure it's got the right sort of dressing on it, and go out to the gym 3-4 times a week, and abandon meat and go for a low-fat vegetarian diet and all this stuff just to keep this old thing buff. It's going to die. I remember I remember hearing a story. The story was a quoting of a statistic that everyone who has ever eaten carrots has died. So carrots are deadly. Everybody who's ever eaten carrots has died. And, you know, I would go, and everybody who's ever eaten broccoli has died. So there you go. There you go. And the truth of the matter is, that's because everybody dies. Not because broccoli or carrots are bad. He said, seeking to justify himself. So, if you know that you can't, then this is what Scripture says. You can't please God in the flesh. You ought to be figuring out how you can do the opposite. Seemed like that would be kind of important. But our goal is to be hid with Christ in God and to grab hold of that and not let go until we're with Him for eternity. In that was what Peter's saying is security. You'll never fall. Long as you're doing that, you'll never fall. That's good news. It means it can be done. Here's what can't be done. They that are in the flesh cannot please God. Can you please Him? Can you find what He wants you to do? Teach me Thy ways, O Lord. Show me Thy paths. Lead me in Thy truth. Yeah, you can. This stuff's here for this purpose. And the truth of the matter is, the question that is hanging over everybody is, what are you doing? What are you doing to further the kingdom of God, to expedite its reign in your life, in your heart, in your husband's, in your wife's, in your children's? How's that been working for you? How you been treating the Lord? Have you got Him like this? Or are you just batting Him, giving Him a high five every once in a while? You treating Him like this stuff matters, and you ought to believe it. The time of decision, the day of accountability, is ever before you. It's here and it's now. Don't leave this place if you need to talk to somebody about getting that way. We're here.